This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and share your thoughts. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. It's Alex.
And this is Dave.
And we're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. And we're jumping back into this story out here.
Yeah, but first, I'm trying to play matchmaker. I just can't wait till Greta Thunberg and David Hogg get together. Can you imagine the children they'd have?
Yeah, it'd be one of those power couples where Kanye West and Kim Kardashian,
yeah,
Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, right there.
But I'm willing to think that they would produce an arch conservative, somebody who's becomes an oil executive who's on the NRA board. I think that'd be hilarious.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think they'd be grooming that kid from
Yeah, which is why the kid would reject, it would rebel.
The diaper rash I got from those cloth diapers, I'll never forgive you.
So how
dare you use cloth diapers?
How dare you?
How uncomfortable those are.
Yeah, well, it was my mom, she's kind of, a Democrat. She goes, I can't believe I gave birth to two Republicans. And I'm not even a Republican, but, for a while I was. But it was hilarious. So I just think, a lot of times, children, they deviate from the parents. So I'm just picturing, we'd have another Rush Limbaugh if Greta and
were his parents both Democrats?
I don't know, but I'm just picturing, a new, Yeah,
well, let's be real. They would probably adopt a kid, right? The lower carbon emission.
They'd probably sterilize themselves and have cats.
But I think they would adopt a nice brown child.
poor brown child, eh?
poor any child, right? Given the childhood that Greta had, I don't know if she's gonna be a good mother.
How dare you? I should be in school. Yes, you should. How dare you?
You too,
have
David.
Stolen my childhood.
You
yeah, your child.
Too.
Yeah, you're
got the two biggest they're celebrities for skipping school, basically, both of them, right?
Your childhood, your childhood sipping Kool-Aid with Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio on his billion-dollar yacht.
Yeah.
I am so deprived. Yeah. Anyway, and then David Hogg, he's kind of looks like Wesley Crusher of
a Harvard man now.
Oh God, I just
where's Greta going to go to school?
Yeah, I feel sorry for those guys because forever they will not. Their lives are ruined because they have become. I actually feel sorry.
No. Good shape. They can always just.
Yeah, but they will forever be a meme.
They can easily switch to the dark side, get a huge pay, right.
Yeah.
First, what they do is they milk the left wing for all it has. Then it's when you're young.
Mm-hmm.
They say you vote with your heart, but not with your brain. And as you age, you start to vote with your brain and not with your heart. So as they age, you'll realize, wow, I've totally been conned. I've been just, duped by all this, emotion and trendiness and all of that. And they can have the big reveal, go on Tucker Carlson, and just, announce their...
I've taken the red pill in suppository form. I don't know. I don't know why, but just, things like that flash into my head. How these poor kids that, they've become memes.
We have a caller. We have Socrates.
Okay.
Socrates, where are you from?
Hey, Socrates.
I believe, Dave, that because somebody is only 20-something and he exercises his legal right to purchase a lot of dope, that explains why he's so very, I don't want to call him names, but that's why he likes to hang up on me, because you mentioned in the first beginning of this show something about not ever wanting to hear people that don't agree with you. That's why. It has nothing to do with anything I ever said to him, because he did it the very first time I called it in, Dave. But Dave, it's so, you're so lucky.
I think he's,
you're so
James, you're talking about me?
Dave, you're
I'm not
so
sure. I'm not sure what you're trying to say, sir.
Yeah, so
I think he's dumb.
Can you be more clear?
Actually, he's dumb. And he proved it, like, within the first minute of the show. But I want to talk to you.
Oh, you're saying I'm dumb? Well, I think you're a baboon's butthole.
You can call me wherever you want. Please allow me always to respond. Just like
hey, you call me dumb, man. It's okay. My feeling.
Like, dumb.
Oh, he's calling you dumb. Oh, okay, but you know. I just think it's funny. I'm sorry. I just think it's hilarious. I think it was hilarious when you told me what I should have done with the King of Saudi Arabia, like you actually had been in that kind of situation. You really need to go out and get a life, dude. No, you may not. No, I'm going to talk over you because you're a moron.
I'll let you speak because it's free talk live and.
You got a death threat, me too?
Radio. Let me respond to that, Dave.
You got a death threat, me too, like you did, Mark, huh? You got to come out here, big boy?
I'm not threatening him at all. The FBI.
You got to come out here?
No, thanks. If I made a death threat, Dave,
hey, I'm just yanking your chain, dude. I'm just yanking your chain, okay?
He's just making good radio.
Right.
Okay. Seriously, let's have an adult serious conversation. Go ahead, make your point. I'm sorry for calling you a name.
You have to respond to the point, and nor did Alex, because he's not bright enough to even pick up on it, about how 100,000 people murdered in Kabul in 1993 by the same people that took over the country and harbored the Al-Qaeda, as they call them, in Southwest Asia, that murdered 2,000 people. They murdered
the you think I'm cool about that?
Not because of American foreign policy. Not
do you think I'm cool with that?
I want you to respond to it that it had nothing. 9/11 had nothing to do with our foreign policy at all. Osama bin Laden's manifesto barely even mentioned it. Sir, why they committed mass murder is because they believe in a twisted version of Islam. And I don't care.
Well, I agree with you.
I want to respond to something that you didn't respond to Mark Ulch about, the so-called Minister of Peace and Love, who's anti-war, who literally rationalized mass murder on your show without you responding to it by saying, wait, you can't say that murder is right just because they have little shiny badges and are playing war games on behalf of the United States of America. Now, let me make it perfectly clear to you, Dave, if I know murdered on 9/11 or murdered by any of those Stone Age Romeos in a legitimate war in Afghanistan, of which 4,000 Americans have been murdered by Stone Age Romeos, not to mention hundreds of thousands of Afghanistanis that live in a war-torn country because of a stupid book. Not because of American policy.
You're entitled to your views.
Okay.
It's not an opinion, your call. I don't want to even talk to you.
Thank
Please
you very much.
Okay. I'd like to actually address. I'd like to address
this
question.
This is a regular caller who calls in. There's some beef with him and Mark, and I guess he doesn't like me anymore because I hang up on him.
And I guess he's mad at me.
He's mad at you.
He was mad at me because when I met the King of Saudi Arabia on my ship, I didn't kick him in the.
When you're in the Navy.
I didn't kick him in the family jewels. Unfortunately, I do have wide feet. I could have gotten both of them. But, the thing is, so this guy obviously has an issue with the jihadis. I do, too. There's a lot of what he says that I don't disagree with. I think that when, a foreign nation attacks my country, that we have every justification to respond.
What foreign nation?
Well, as I said.
Bin Laden's a foreign nation? In Afghanistan or...
Well, This is where it gets complicated. Like, for example, I have a lot of questions about what happened, but I'm not against killing people when they need killing. because sometimes...
Well, if it's in self-defense...
Yeah, in self-defense.
I don't think that most of the Middle Eastern inventions were in self-defense.
But I just think we should stay out of there. But yeah. But yeah.
What do you think? 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched, and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch.
DinoVite.com. DinoVite is nutrition.
His belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs. I call it his happy dance.
You won't believe how happy a dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and share your thoughts. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. It's Alex.
And this is Dave.
and we're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. And I want to tell you about ForkFest. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket costs and no one to cancel. Just reserve your camping RV site or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 29th until July 5th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers, or you can create whatever experiences or events you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. And, yeah, we're going to go to the phones. We have a bad slave calling in from New Hampshire. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, man.
I don't know if you guys remember, but David Hogg's father was an FBI agent.
I do know that. I am aware of that.
And that,
which makes me think about the whole Mockingbird thing. Go
right.
ahead.
Right. Well, also, Obama was, you know, this, you know, on this program to give kids, you know, juvenile criminals more breaks so that they don't end up in jail.
I, too, am also aware of that.
And I do think that Father Hogg may have actually been one of the people involved in that project, because I think he was the local agent beforehand. He ended up retired after the shooting. But that the kid that did the shooting, you know, was heavily involved, not only in the FBI and the Broward County Sheriff and what, you know, who is that stupid sheriff? Man, that guy was.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I do. I am aware that the young person who committed the crime was
just the Parkland shooting.
Yeah, the Parkland shooting. I'm not going to say his name because I don't think we should dignify these people. But yeah, he had been in trouble with the law many times. There were many quote red flags on him, and he had committed some crimes, from my understanding. But because he was considered to be in the category that the Obama administration's project wanted to give breaks to, they didn't intervene when they could have. And
is that confirmed or?
Yes.
All they had to do was go ahead and charge him with one of those and get some kind of plea deal, and he would have actually had a little harder time getting a firearm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did he do that was convictable? Wasn't, because it's pretty hard to convict someone.
He made threats. I think he committed assault a few times. I can't remember exactly what the crimes were, but I know that they used to call him the school shooter before it happened, because he had made threats constantly.
Well, it wasn't just threats. There were, you know, he put hands on people.
Yeah, he committed assault a few times, I think, yeah.
Yes.
In fact, I think he assaulted a teacher or something. That's why they kicked him out of the school.
Well, I'd be hesitant to, advocate for preemptively taking away someone's gun rights.
No.
It's hard to know.
No, but what we're saying is not that they're preemptively taking away his rights. He's
a couple of red flags.
Well, what I'm saying, he's actually committed felonious assault on people.
Says who, right?
He wasn't says the criminal record.
he wasn't convicted for a felony, was he?
They let him off because of, like, his age and because he had a Hispanic last name. Because of this Obama rule.
Yeah, I think it's a very slippery slope, right? Should felonies be prohibited from owning guns?
Sure, Alex. But go off and, you know, bring in this, you know, devil's
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you, sir.
Yeah, you broke up a little bit.
I said these are facts.
Yeah, they are.
Devil advocate stuff that without even any knowledge of the record, you shouldn't even speak on it.
No, I'm asking, was he convicted of a felony?
Yes, he actually had a record, but because he was a minor and because they're trying to expunge records of people, especially in his demographic, he was adopted by he had a Spanish last name, and there's been a lot of these kind of shooting situations where the people who committed the shootings had previously done things that should have prevented them.
I'm very familiar that law enforcement was warned multiple times about him being a threat, and they basically just didn't even look into it very much.
They dropped the ball, seriously.
They certainly dropped the ball, but I think there's a second issue of when do you take away someone's gun rights, right? And the question is, was he a felon? I would say, as of now, the standard is felony can have their guns taken.
Right.
I don't agree with that necessarily. I think that's way too, like, you can get a felony for a nonviolent crime.
About if you perpetrate violence on a regular basis, you're incorrigible about it, which he seems to have demonstrated well that that's true, and that's the exact reason that if there's any removal of gun rights, I don't believe in removal of anybody's gun rights.
Right. I think the point you're making, sir, and this is something that I want to kind of leap forward into, is I would say, and this is like a quote conspiracy theory that I've had for a long time, is that these mass shootings are kind of cultivated.
Oh, sure they are.
They're basically, I'm not saying that they pick out individuals, but they create a climate and a pool of people that are willing to do this, and then when it happens, they are conveniently available to use as an excuse to take our liberties.
And government schools are the perfect place for them to occur.
Right, right. Something sinister is going on, and I didn't know about Hogg's dad being the FBI guy involved in that case.
More coming up. Feel free to stay on the line.
Yeah, please stay on the line. This is important. Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. The Treasury Department says more than half the people eligible for coronavirus relief payment have gotten their stimulus money so far, with 4 in 10 still waiting for a direct deposit or check. More than 88 million payments totaling $158 billion had gone out, according to the most recent data from the IRS, who expects to send out a total of over 150 million payments. A state-by-state breakdown released by the IRS shows that progress sending out the payments has been relatively consistent.
residents of California that has the largest population have gotten a total of 9.1 million payments worth nearly $16 billion. New York, which was the state hit hardest by the coronavirus, has seen 5.5 million payments totaling about $9.4 billion. We'll keep you updated with everything going on with the coronavirus right here at USA Radio News. Thousands of Amazon Tech and Fulfillment Center employees called out sick, rallying to virtually protest what they say are safe and unethical working conditions for the more than 800,000 people the company employs around the world. The Sick Out was organized through an all-day live stream broadcast on YouTube and Facebook Live. The writers and activists Bill McKibben and Naomi Klein joined the event. Keep your eye on the sky in the coming weeks as the Navy Blue Angels and Air Force Thunderbirds are planning a series of flyovers to honor healthcare and essential workers fighting on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic. Their salute to the nation called America Strong will appear over areas hardest hit by coronavirus, according to a joint statement from the U.S. Navy and Air Force. General Dave Goldfein, Chief of Staff of the Air Force, said, "We're excited to fly over cities across America as our way of saying thanks to the healthcare workers, first responders, and all the people who selflessly run into the breach to keep America strong." This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and share your thoughts. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. It's Alex.
And this is Dave.
And we're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands, and we're talking with Bad Slave about David Hogg and the Parkland shooting. Bad Slave, are you there?
I am.
But one thing about the Parkland shooting, you ever notice that like some of the other students that didn't quite follow the narrative were shut up?
Oh yeah.
Yep, they weren't allowed to speak, and they picked out these like, I think five kids. All of them were in the school's drama club. They all, you know, I'm not saying they're crisis actors. You know, I'm not going into the what people like Alex Jones are accused of saying. It did happen. It was a terrible thing. But they picked these groomed and polished spokespeople.
Well, I think that one of those, I think his first name is Kyle. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. But he became a popular, blog poster.
Mm-hmm.
And conservative, it's so great that there are so many young people that are choosing the more conservative views than libertarian.
Yeah. Well, I think freedom is something most people want inherently, and then they have to like be put into a cage and stripped of that. And I think a lot of younger people are seeing what their older brothers are doing, and it's repulsive. You know, I think the Gen Z people are actually more on the ball, like you're saying.
Yeah.
The pendulum swings.
I would agree that Gen Z is far more hope in them, but I don't think people like freedom inherently, right? It seems all the evidence suggests that people like to be protected, told what to do, and cared for.
Speak for yourself.
I'm not speaking for myself. I'm speaking for look around, right? You know, as soon as someone gets a sniffle, they're like, you know, I need like free healthcare, free corona tests, free everything. You know, take care of me.
Well, is this nurture or nature? Because there's a lot of social conditioning going on.
It could. It's never going to be one of the other, right? There's a mix of both.
But
people really wanted freedom, I think they would at least be more resistant, right? It seems that more and more people, and it's not just young people, it's people of all different backgrounds, are very much into, they'll all have their issue, right? Even on the right wing, they'll want the freedom for one thing, but maybe they want, like, you know, their religious values imposed or wars or something.
Got to agree that so many of the participants in this lockdown are way too complacent. It's terrible.
Well, I got banned off Facebook this week for a couple days for pointing that out.
I was going to ask you if you have an account on Facebook, because I'd like to contact. We're closely aged here. I also grew up in Michigan, north of Detroit. Near Sterling Heights.
I'm familiar. My dad used to work there.
Yeah, well, I used to work there as well. I was in the auto industry for 4.5 years. But, yeah, so I'm Abel Freeman on Facebook. That's
Abel.
Oh, don't be careful.
Don't dox yourself. Yeah.
David's a public figure. I imagine you're searchable.
Yeah, I'm searchable. Just look for Dave Raddick
and Saipan,
or David Raddick and Saipan. If you see a guy with a cigar in his mouth and a baseball cap on, that's me.
To me with that name, so don't even worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah. But
thank you for the
call. Yeah. But I agree. You know, like there's a lot of things about these the public conditioning that's been going on, and it's scientific. It's been going on for quite a long time. A lot of mind control. We were talking a couple of weeks ago about this topic, which I think is kind of keeps coming back. It's very big.
What is that?
Public mind control. I think we used a different terminology, but social conditioning and having people's perceptions being manipulated through mass media and propaganda.
Yeah, I'm skeptical of all the mind control, conspiracy theory, Satanism.
Do some research. I did my thesis on Operation Paperclip. And all of the scientists that were in the Nazi realm that were working on that came over and worked in MK Ultra. I'm serious. You need to research.
I've looked into MK Ultra.
Yeah.
Operation Paperclip.
Psychic driving.
There's been documented experiments and attempts at manipulation, but yeah. How widespread are they and how prevalent? You can use the simplest explanation. I think that's the best thing to do, the most rational thing to do. People want like free stuff, security, safety, right? It's pretty clear humans want safety and they're willing to give up a lot for safety. You can look all around the world, people are constantly trading freedom for safety. And it's not like the, you know, mind control programs are going everywhere in the world, right? But it seems everywhere in the world is moving in this direction of, you know, let's trade our freedom for security, for stability.
Well, that's because it's being driven by a bunch of globalists who want a one-world government, and they've infiltrated just about every major aspect of government and media.
This predates globalism.
No, this whole thing is a multi-generational plan. It's been going on for hundreds of years. I mean,
but you can look in like Asian societies, right?
Yeah.
Where's their history? Which cultures have a strong culture of freedom?
There have been elite families who have been pushing for this in every corner of the globe.
Yeah, and what's a more reasonable explanation? It's that the powerful people want a system that favors them, mm-hmm. and the powerful are benefited by a system where you can easily move your money, and there's fewer governments, right? The more governments there are, the harder it is to control and bribe them. So it makes sense that powerful people will have all around the world similar power structures that are more easy to exploit and more beneficial towards them. So it's more likely that all of these powerful people are acting for the benefit of powerful people than there's a, you know, global conspiracy.
Well, but you know, here's the thing: as the world gets smaller, those people are going to be more in communication with each other.
Yeah, but this was happening before then. People have been giving up their freedom.
It has been going on for a long time. Yeah.
When have people not been willing to give up their freedom for security? It seems like that's the history of humanity, right? You had more freedom roaming as a hunter gatherer than you'll ever have.
Well, the theory. Well, one theory.
Going to cities like. Okay. You won't believe. Organization is on the rise everywhere.
You should look up the works of Michael Tellinger. I think you'd probably find what he has to say about this very fascinating.
Can you paraphrase it?
He wrote a book called Slave Species of God, and he gets into the Anunnaki that came down to our planet some 30, 40,000 years ago to mine gold, and then they manipulated the primates on this planet with their own DNA and to create a slave species, and that's who we are. Do I believe it? No, but I think it's definitely fascinating. And he gets into the Sumerian texts and certain artifacts in places like Tanzania and South Africa that back up what he claims, and he gets into the Bible. So it's a very fascinating topic. So what you're saying is that maybe we are this slave species, and some of us are just troublemakers on the reservation.
I wouldn't even call it slave species. It's just, you know, homeostasis. We want to do as little work as possible to get the most.
Maybe.
Being free is hard work, right? You have to go out and produce. It's much easier to get stuff given to you, to have things protected, to have the training wheels on.
Yeah.
Call in and let us know your thoughts. Are we a slave species? 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the freest show on the air. That's because you can call in and share your thoughts. The number to do so is 855-450-3733. It's Alex.
And this is Dave.
And we're coming to you live from the U.S. Mariana Islands. And, you know, this show reaches over 200 radio stations around the country. And if you like that and you want to help get it on even more stations, reach even more people, spread liberty, free speech, and other similar values, you can join the Amplifier program. Amplifier program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And for a few dollars a month, you can help spread Free Talk Live to more radio stations, more ears, and potentially change the world. And we want to thank Gold Amplifier T. Hammond for helping to spread Free Talk Live to more ears. Thank you very much, T. Hammond. So yeah, Dave and I were just talking about, Are humans inherently freedom loving? And Dave, is it fair to say you're on the side of yes?
I would say yes. I am more what you would call a Jeffersonian than a Hamiltonian on this topic.
Elaborate.
Jefferson was the type of person that said that people are inherently good. You give them enough food to eat, you don't mess with them, they're going to generally do the right thing, and they generally want to be free. He was more of a populist in that term. Hamilton, on the other hand, believed that people were basically inherently bad and that they would, if left to their own devices, make generally bad decisions, and he argued for a more strong government because of that. I kind of think, and this is just based on my own personal experience on prison earth for 50 years, is that I think most people, if given a chance, they're going to be good. And I think if left to their own devices, they generally will live and let live and try to do the right thing. But in the modern world that we live in, we are under a lot of crazy pressures that our hunter-gatherer ancestors are never exposed to, and we're being manipulated big time.
Well, I would agree that most people are good or lean towards the good side, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not so sure about the freedom, because where do we see most people lean towards good? Well, in America, how many millions of guns do we have? Right, you guys, we were talking about school shootings earlier,
mm-hmm.
and it always surprises me how few school shootings there are.
Right.
Right. Schools are miserable places for most students, and the access to guns is very high. Never mind just schools, workplaces, anywhere. Right. There's very few shootings in America,
mm-hmm.
despite the access to guns. And to me, that suggests that most people do not have, you know, violent intentions, or their violent intentions are pretty limited to, you know, don't take my stuff or I'll hit you.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, it's not mass scale. I think many people are perfectly willing to, you know, whether spank their children or commit other, like, small acts of violence. I think they don't want to kill people generally unless it can be avoided. There's a few, you know, psychopaths who are the exception to the rule.
Mm-hmm.
However, I do not see the same evidence for a love of freedom. Right? There's plenty of opportunity to vote for, advocate, or protest or speak out against freedom. And, you know, there's very few places where that seems to be the case. And even those places, they just want a different type of tyranny. Right? I'm thinking places like the Taliban or various other, like, fundamentalist groups who they're willing to fight against the oppressor, but that's because they want to implement their own form of oppression. It's not like the Taliban wants to have, like, a libertarian utopia. They don't want these foreign values coming in. They want their own control. And they're willing to fight to the death to defend, you know, their local version of tyranny. But where do you see people fighting for tyranny?
Well, I've actually seen some interesting arguments recently, and this has a lot to do with the immigration debate. And there's a theory out there that basically Western value freedom, and when we say Western, we're talking mostly, like, you know, the people that wrote our Constitution, you know, founded the country, and that a lot of other cultures are kind of like less inclined for freedom, which would be like your Middle Eastern areas that are under Islam and China.
Maybe there's like 20 countries that are slightly predisposed to freedom, but are hardly free mm-hmm. by any historical standard.
Yeah. So maybe, you know, maybe we are a fluke. It's a good fluke, though. Maybe we're there's like a societal evolution that happened to the founders of the United States, for example, in the Western world.
Well, let's not forget they were largely kicked out or ran away from their previous.
Mm-hmm.
Like you had a, it's like Australia's a prison colony, right?
Mm-hmm.
This was a colony of, like, you know,
rejects.
Almost like, I would say, extremists, right? You had all these various religious groups
yeah.
that were kicked out, you know, freedom lovers or people who wanted, like, some crazy adventure or something like that. So
mm-hmm.
I think that even goes to show you, right, the English Anglo culture created a lot of these ideas of freedom. But even then, the people who really wanted to take it all the way, they had to flee their own country and
right.
start a new one. So all the evidence suggests to me that people have, they prefer security to freedom any day of the week. And there's a few people who are willing to make that exception. And for that, they suffer tremendously as they're constantly attacked as, you know, oh, you just want to, like, get us all killed and this and that, whether it's guns or corona or any other issue. They're always attacking, like, you know, you want to get us killed. And that's that security freedom dilemma.
And it's gotten worse ever since, apparently, the demographics have been shifting. I'm just going off of that debate, that a lot of people who have been coming into the United States in modern times after, you know, after the 1960s, come from cultures that don't really value freedom. And then the argument is that
the cultures and the incentives,
yeah,
too, right? When,
yeah,
when you came over, you got nothing. And they would even send you back if you
yeah.
didn't do anything. Then, you know, you're going to attract all these rugged individuals. Whereas
mm-hmm.
now, you know, you can get, like, free health care in California, something Californians don't even have.
Yeah.
That's an illegal. So it's a totally different trial. We're going to go to Dave in New Mexico quickly. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
Fine. How you doing?
What's on your mind?
By the theme through your program tonight, the democracy versus libertarianism versus anyway, the major flaw that I see in the founding of this country, that had it been more properly put in place, we wouldn't be talking as much about this oppression, is that for some reason, the people that created this country, you know, to summarize, the intent of this country is supposed to be that I can do whatever I damn well please unless the government in place makes a law saying that I can't do it, and they better have a damn good reason for making that law. So to take something really easy and obvious, I want to murder this guy. Well, no, we're going to make a law against that, so you can't just wrongly murder this guy. And we can easily get a supermajority of the people to vote for that law. The mistake they made is by allowing laws to be passed that tell you what you can and can't do, by making those laws with a simple majority, because apparently the people that set up the rules in the beginning didn't realize how easy it would be to brainwash and program and psych out the voting population.
Well, keep in mind that the voter base was much smaller, right? It was like the elites could vote. Land-owning white men, what percentage of society was that? So they were thinking, you know, these are going to be sophisticated people who've read all of our literature and understand. But continue.
Right. So if we simply, you know, and it's almost impossible to change now, but if you did one thing, I think it would go a long way to straightening the country out. If you simply said, no more, if you want to pass a law, you cannot pass any law unless you have specified supermajority, you know, whether it's 60% or 66 or 70 or 80 or whatever, you know, two-thirds, three-quarters, whatever, and you could start lower and work it higher if you need to. I think if you did that, you know, in order to get a supermajority to vote for something, you know, even like fines for parking tickets, it would have to be way more obvious that that's a good idea than if it's simply 50% plus one vote.
That's an excellent point, and I agree with you.
And especially your base point is key. You have to have the base premise be you can do whatever you want unless there's a law. Because they sort of shift to that over time, where it's like it needs to be legalized. You can't. There's no law saying you can do this, so you can't do it. It's like, what? That's not how it works here. So I agree. I think that's a very simple solution that would fix a lot of problems. The challenge is how do you implement it in the modern world?
Well, you're going to have to be a little bit forceful, and I don't have all the answers. Another thing that should have been done, which they attempted to do, is I think that the things that were carved in stone, and we know that, you know, our Constitution, those rights, even though they're basically carved in stone, we're still getting stepped on those rights. But I think that more things that seem obvious need to be written down in a document, and it rammed home even harder that there's no budging on shall not be infringed or whatever. This means what it's...
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the call. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had got involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.